We are here today to call out, as you're all aware, Jordan B. Peterson for his refusal to respect the pronouns of his transgender students. Jordan B. Peterson has made it clear that he feels that he has the authority to dictate the gender identities of his students, which we are here to say that he does not.
Lauren Sutherland
is not a member of the transgender community. They're here with an alt-right media organization.
Mariah, did you want to do an interview about this? I'm trying to get all opinions. You know?
I think we're supposed to prioritize trans and non-binary voices. So I'm just more interested in what.
So are you binary then?
I am not.
Well, let me prioritize your voice.
I don't think that's fair as a white cis woman.
I'm actually not cis, but what does that mean?
I'm saying that's not fair for me as a white cis woman. So you're trans then, or you're non-binary?
Didn't you just say you're non-binary?
You asked me if I was, and I said, no, I'm cis.
Okay, you're cis.
You're not
okay.
Cis.
So you think it's unfair to talk because you're cisgender?
No, I'm supportive of the trans community, and I think that it's important that we listen to trans and non-binary voices first. Hi.
You think everyone's opinion matters equally?
Not in this room.
Like, if you're willing to be educated, I'm willing to teach, but if you're not willing to listen to what I have to say...
You aren't necessarily an educator, though. That's the problem. Everyone, I know,
I'm
so exactly, so we're gonna...
As trans people, we have a little bit more...
We have more
understanding than...
We have more knowledge on this subject than other people do.
Have you gone to go have a discussion with Peterson?
What he said was that he would not acknowledge our pronouns. That is not the same as saying he wants to have a discussion.
And he said because and gave a reason. Now, if you went and asked him for more to have a debate on that,
I wouldn't be safe in that.
You think he'd hurt you?
A trans masculine person in a dress talking to transphobes is never safe, whether it's physical or verbal.
Okay, so you're not willing to have a discussion because it wouldn't be a safe space.
I am not willing to have a discussion about whether or not I am real and valid.
I would just like to say that as sympathetic as I am to the trans and LGBTQ plus community's goals, I'm also very disappointed to just hear my race, my own skin color, be attacked. I think that that's very inappropriate, and I don't want to be in the position in which I have to oppose Bill C-16, but simply due to the fact that I believe it's poorly written, the fact that refusing to refer to someone's pronoun could constitute discrimination simply means the bill needs to be rewritten before it's examined. The ralliers, the protesters here, keep referring to the fact that they claim that Dr. Peterson has said that non-binary people simply do not exist. In fact, that is not what he said. He has said that gender, sex at birth, gender expression, and gender identity simply do not vary independently. That's simply the only claim he's made in his videos, and he actually has made that very clear. So I highly encourage everyone to actually give the videos a watch before protesting. Many of the organizers actually informed me that they didn't. And I would also like to say to anyone who wants to stop any sort of discrimination, not to yell at people based on their skin color, as just happened to me. Thank you very much.
So, would you like to give your opinion? I mean, we just had someone scream at us that I'm interviewing too many white people, too many white men.
Too many white people, way too many cis men.
Why is that a problem?
I think you're going up to the straightest, cisest, whitest people you can find and trying to get their opinions on this.
I just came up to you for your opinion.
No. Okay, well, it's good that you're listening to people asking you to interview more people. That's great. Yeah. Who actually has knowledgeable and informed opinions, and people who don't have experience in this area are just less likely.
We're talking about free speech.
This event is about giving trans people voices. That's why you interview trans people.
Actually, I'm talking to people because I want to know whether they want a man to be fired. I want to know about Bill C-16. I want to know what they think about campus freedom. Everyone here can give their opinion on whether they think this is a campus with free speech. Anyone of any skin color or gender.